pleasure to know you. Pleasure to meet you.
Any special greeting on Christmas?
Just Merry Christmas.
Are you at all familiar with the term Christmas gift?
No.
How about one for New Year's?
Happy New Year.
If somebody asks you to do something and you're pretty busy, but it seems that you can spare time for this, you say, well, I'm not sure, but I'll
try to work it in, or
somebody says, do you have time? You say, well,
I can make time, or
If somebody has what he thinks is a pretty good idea and you don't think much of it, you might say, well, I don't think much of
this. Depends on who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to the boss, it's one thing. If I'm talking to just somebody else, it's another.
Boy, isn't that true.
Now, let's go back to that now. I'm not sure what you're...
If somebody thinks he has a pretty good idea, and you don't think much of it, well, let's say you're just going to be frank, you say, I don't like...
I'd rather do it this way. I like this approach, or...
I don't think that's a very...
I don't think it's a very good idea.
If you went into the grocery store and bought some meat, well, the last time you went into the grocery store and bought meat, what did the butcher do to it after it was cut and weighed?
He wrapped it.
Uh-huh. On the first of the month, bills are...
received, paid, sent.
And on the 10th of the month, you say the bills are...
overdue.
And if you belong to a lodge or something, you have to pay your annual
dues.
If you don't have the money, you should go to the bank and
borrow it.
In the 30s, money was
scarce.
If you're pricing two items and one is cheaper than the other, you'd say, now, this item is cheaper than that one. This means that that item
is more costly, more expensive.
Or that item does what?
Oh my.
I gotta be careful or I'll suggest
it. I'm not sure what you're getting at here. You're talking now of a more expensive item.
Buy this item because that one
costs more.
Mm-hmm. Any special term? I asked you that one.
Yeah.
For pulling the sled up against your chest.
Yeah.
What would you call it if a child put his head in the rug and kicked up his feet and flopped over on his back?
Anything, somersault?
Mm-hmm. If you saw a boy at a pond and he put his hands up like this and went like that, you'd say he'd done what?
He'd dived in.
Uh-huh. And then he paddled and came out on the other bank, you'd say he'd done what to get across?
He'd swam across.
Mm-hmm. If he was underwater for half an hour, in all likelihood he would have...
drowned.
What does a baby do before he walks?
Crawls.
If you saw a boy in a tree, how would you say he got up there?
He climbed.
I have an uncle who says Clem.
I like old Dizzy description of he slid in home.
Yeah. He makes them up. So that's his stock in trade.
Boy, how he slid in home there.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it when somebody gets on his knees? You say he did what?
Knelt.
Mm-hmm. And if you come home from the office and you're dead tired, you go into the bedroom to do what?